No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, Party Crashers, welcome to the Big Party Show. If you're whoever you're listening, do us a favor and go ahead and rate, review, like. A review would be great. If you're on Apple, you can review. On Spotify, you do whatever you do to like it. We get a lot of comments on Spotify too, so that's great. I answer as best as I can. We do. Thanks for listening and taking part in the show. All right, today, if you want to reach out to us, the same number. We got the party line, which is 402-915-0962. Also, reach out bpscrasher@gmail.com. I'm wearing a shirt.
You're wearing something new.
Yeah, look at that.
I love it. Stella's,
yeah. I should be charging people. I mean, we got a lot of people that watch this. You know, you should help myself out.
Product placement. You're like, your restaurant, in addition to giving me a free t-shirt, because I don't pay for t-shirts, is what we all learned.
Hey, I've had people reach out wanting me to give me a shirt.
Good.
Yeah. And namely, Amsterdam.
Not like you
falafel.
Need anymore, though, from what we learned in the last episode.
Yeah.
I think you're good.
Your sister reached out and said she's been trying to get me a shirt. She's been meaning to. And so I guess it got pretty clear that I don't pay for shirts, but I wear the hell out of them. Sometimes more than I should be wearing them. That's for sure.
A select few. It's not that you're wearing them. I mean, obviously you need to wear a shirt every single day. We are not a topless show.
I could, I'm a dude. I don't know if that would be, reach out to us. If you want me to do some topless stuff, just text us, at that number 402-915-0962. I don't need to wear a shirt.
I should be able to veto whatever vote that is.
I'll see what it is. I'm sure people are going to say no, unless they want to see.
You never know. People really like to, they really like to push the limits.
I think they would push the limits. The Party Crashers would push the limits as a punishment or to you, because they would like to see your facial expressions.
I think
hear them as well. Mm-hmm. All right.
Right.
So what is left over from the ringworm? The ringworm.
That's all we've got left.
That's all we have left is ringworm. All right. So they call ringworm the circle of regret. I still don't know how you get ringworm.
I haven't looked it up. I can't believe I haven't looked it up yet. That just goes to show how distracted I've been.
Yeah.
Because I am fascinated to know how one contracts ringworm. Well,
let's look it up and we can educate. Maybe we can save somebody. Let's hit this ringworm motivate and then we'll look it up live.
If the world says you can't, remember this. There's a sign at NASA that says, aerodynamically, a bee's body isn't made to fly. Its body is too heavy. Its wings are too small. Science says it's impossible, but the bee doesn't know that. And you know what bees do? They fly.
Well, they do fly.
They do. They fly.
Yeah. It's funny because we got a message from somebody that wanted, no dumb questions we do here and out. And you can get those to bpscrasher@gmail.com. They want to know, do bees have knees? I would assume.
Bees' knees.
Yeah, that's your bees' knees. Yeah, do bees have knees? I never.
I would think no.
You would think no?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at a bee,
I mean, they have a bend, I guess, but I don't know if that would necessarily be a knee.
A knee. Okay. I have it right here. It says, yes, bees have joints that function like knees.
Okay.
So they do. Yeah. When you look at them, God, they got some weird ass legs. Bug legs are the weirdest thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're terrifying. If all of a sudden we're all shrunk down and had to live amongst, ants and spiders and
I'd be terrified. I'd never leave the house. Yeah, I'd starve and shrivel in whatever little tiny hole house.
You'd live in a tiny, tiny house.
The tiniest little house, like a matchbook.
Yeah, so they do have knees. You know what's the weirdest bug, I think, if we got ever get shrunk down like that? I think the weirdest bug would be those, I don't even know what you call them. They're the gray things that look like a armored vehicle that roll up in a ball.
Oh, yeah, like the...
what are those called?
Roly-polies.
Roly-polies. Those would be, I don't know, they seem harmless. Like that could be something you could jump on its back and ride like a
yeah,
horse.
They seem really friendly. Like they don't seem scary. No. Like they seem like they'd be like, hi guys. Yeah. You know, like just sort of, it's just me. As uh-huh. opposed to, I think the ones that creep me out are the bagillion leggers.
What is it? Oh, you mean like the centipedes?
Yeah, those like those where you're just like, that just looks like a monster that God shrunk. You know what I mean? Like
for sure.
It looks terrifying.
There's several types that are, you know, that are weird looking that I never know if they bite or anything like that.
I don't want to find out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if we'd shrunk down, we'd be eaten. We couldn't fight off. Those types.
No, like I said,
things.
I would hide in whatever little hidey hole until I shriveled up and died because I'd be too afraid to go outside.
You'd be in a tiny, tiny little hole.
Yeah. All right, so ringworm.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. What is ringworm? Mm-mm-mm. How do you get it? Because I swear I've had it before.
It's contagious. You can get it from people, an infected person, but animals like cats, dogs. That's the thing that I remember getting it. Like. I think like fecal matter is probably like ground zero for that kind of stuff.
Oh my God, Molly. So remember I told you I had ringworm as a child. My mother would say it was cats. Now you throw that out there. Remember we had that giant sandbox in the backyard, which I think the cats used as litter box. And I played in that sandbox.
Ground
zero. That's probably how I got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Wow.
Yes. So it's a fungus, kind of like the same thing. You know, wet, moist, warm. Okay. Like these are all bad terms when it comes to like fungal proliferation. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing for ringworm, but it does look like a ring underneath your skin. Like it's red and it's not nice looking.
I do recall because I remember there being a red rings. I had red rings on my arms. I don't remember where else, but itching. Does it say it itches because it itched like crazy? And then
it's along the lines of like, I mean, it's like athlete's foot, right? Like it itches. Ugh. You can spread it. It's super contagious. I remember somebody like in freshman year in high school, like had it and everyone, you would have thought this person had the plague. Everyone's like, no, not ringworm.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not a pretty thing.
No.
By any means. So, okay. All right. So there you go.
Yeah. You do not want that anywhere near you.
Of the day.
Good thing, man. I'm glad people tune in for this. Real riveting. You're like, who needs the Mayo Clinic when I've got the Big Party Show to go ahead and let me know? Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, think of it as this. The things that Molly and I talk about are conversation starters at a party or at a bar or maybe a first date. I wouldn't suggest the first date conversation being ringworm.
No.
But
no.
You could probably hit up. No, I wouldn't hit athlete's foot or anything like that.
Unless you're going for like a first date, last date vibe. Like it's a first date, but you don't want it to be the first of many more. Like you would like it to be one and done. Then I would say rip that ringworm. Go ahead. Talk about it. Talk about how you've had it. Talk about how awful it was, how contagious it is.
Date over.
Oh, you want to get the bill? Okay. You want to go home now? Sure.
What is a good conversation starter for those? And we got Valentine's Day right away coming up in a month. Which, by the way, I just should throw out, we have a pretty sweet little Valentine's Day gift that we're going to give you guys all opportunities to win.
For you, our Valentine's.
You yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, and I got to figure out I feel bad because, like, the pressure is always on the dudes in this situation. Yeah. You know, like, if you're in a guy-girl relationship, I always feel like the guy's on the hook to, like, figure out the romance aspect of things. But us ladies, we got to step up, too. We got to be able to, like, find a way to tell our sweet somebody that they're great. I mean, for me in the past, like, better living through the stomach, right? Like, my whole thing is steaks or shrimp or whiskey. I mean, it's all pretty stomach based love. So if I had to, like, come up with something else, I don't know.
I mean, for Peter, for example, just coming from me, I don't want to ruin anything that you might be planning for.
Nothing planned for Peter, so don't worry, ruin away.
Okay. If it was Wylene and she said, you know, hey, I want to, like, she makes this, like, I know it sounds weird and that I love it so much, but it's a tuna noodle casserole.
Yeah.
That she makes, like, once or maybe twice a year, because I primarily am in the cook in the house. I would ask her to make that, I think. Good. Something easy, but a lot of it, you know.
How much tuna noodle can one person eat?
A lot. I can munch it down. I'm a leftover king. I love leftovers. So, yeah, I can eat that.
You and Peter.
Oh, I can eat it right out of the fridge cold. Drives her crazy. I just eat everything cold for the most part if it's a leftover.
You know, I'm highly suggestible right now. So a guy at work, he's so nice, young, you know, unmarried, and he cooks for himself, which I love the fact that, like, he loves to cook.
Yeah.
And so I went out to get coffee from the kitchen and he was heating up, like, his lunch, and he'd made birra tacos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He did that on his own. That's a tough one to make.
Yeah, in a slow cooker, and it's all I can think about. Like, I should have asked him for the recipe, and I didn't.
Because for him to do that, I think he'd have to have a knockdown recipe for the most part. Because if you're heading out to any type of Mexican restaurant, they have that. That's a long process, I believe.
Yeah,
to have all that stuff. But those are fantastic. I would recommend that 100%. Does Peter eat stuff like that?
I think so. I've never made it, and it's all I can think about. So, like, I'm going to the store today just to get chuck roast, because that's what he told me he used was chuck roast. But I need to find a recipe.
It's like, all over the internet.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the internet. Just don't get into the one that's going to take forever to make. But you're savvy in the kitchen. You make sauces and stuff like that. So I think that you'll nail it down. I've tried it, but I tried it because the recipe that I had, it had, like, cinnamon in it.
Okay. But that can be overpowering.
It was. I kind of ruined it. So I wouldn't do cinnamon again, I don't think.
Okay.
So it kind of ruined it for the sweet Wylene and myself. I haven't made it since because it takes a little bit. But, God, that sounds great.
Right?
Yeah.
He had it. He had, like, cut up pieces of avocado and then the shredded beef on corn tortillas. I mean, also, I was hungry.
To work.
He did. He brought it to work. And he had, like, containers. Like, he's so good. Like, he had, like, real grown-up. Like, he had nicer Tupperware containers than I have. Like, he had the glass ones that, like, snap.
Yeah, that's what we have.
Dang, I don't even have those at home. I've got, hey, this used to be a country crock container. Yeah.
I got off of that habit, Molly, of saving all those. We got rid of all of our plastic. Yeah, because I would save those for something all the time. So we got rid of all the plastic because it was that whole push of, you're microwaving plastic.
I don't microwave in it. I just store it in it. My favorite one right now, and I completely had a flashback to my grandma's house, because the go-to plastic container now is former Sherbet.
What is it again?
Remember we had the whole Sherbet conversation?
It's Sherbet.
Well, I had some, and that container now is holding cut up pineapple.
Okay. All right. As long as you're not cooking it, I think.
No. That doesn't seem microwave safe to me.
I don't think it is.
I usually keep things like cut fruit and or salsa, something that I'm not going to reheat, something that is just, I just need to throw in the fridge. And I could put it in a Ziploc bag, but why not put it in a sherbet container?
Sherbet. That's the name of it. All right. So what is this soft partying trend? What's going on? Is this something that's derived from the dry January?
No, but it kind of goes hand in hand with dry January. So the idea of soft partying is it's fun, it's socially engaging, but it usually happens that you are not drinking and it's earlier in the day. So there are even some bakeries that are having like coffee raves where you show up and you're getting your cup of coffee and a scone and, oh, drop that bass. Like somebody's playing
music and partying and they're drinking.
I haven't been to one yet, but if I can find one, I'll try it just to see what it's like. So the idea is like, it's basically like Gen Z. And the idea is that you have a good time without the hangover or the next day scaries, you know, I'm like, what's that like?
They made it up.
What do you mean? They're you can have a social engagement and not shame spiral the next day?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Come on. You're not living if you haven't done that.
You haven't had a good time if you're not absolutely picking apart with a fine tooth comb everyone you talk to, everything you said, and how you did it wrong.
That's probably the thing about Gen Z. They're not doing the walk of shame. You know, that is I don't know what you call it, but that is just part of growing up in life. If you haven't experienced becoming that person, you know, you should.
It's really crazy. You know, like I have kids and it's wild sometimes every once in a while just have a moment where I step outside of what's happening and think they've never known that kind of hurt.
Well, they're
like
young.
The next day, like because they're kids, like they've never known a drink. They've never known intoxication. They've never known, you know, overdoing it. They've never known that the doubt that comes with that. I mean, they're just like these pure vessels that live in my house.
Do you think that they'll gravitate to that, to maybe drinking?
I don't know. There's not really. I mean, some of my friends, their kids are into partying. They do. My son isn't. Like it doesn't interest him. We were talking recently about vaping and he's like, I don't know what I would do if one of my friends vaped. He's like, I think it's so gross. I'm like, good for you. Like, I mean, you know,
that's good.
I mean, that's great, but it's so counter to how we grew up where everybody was sort of kicking the tires and trying stuff. You're like, I'll try cigarettes. I'll try a beer. Like, you know, I mean, there weren't, like, it felt like we were pushing back on limitations where kids now are like setting them for themselves.
Sure. But they also want to be so different. Like Oliver doesn't, he's the youngest. He's what, 21, maybe even 22. But he doesn't, I think he is 22. He doesn't drink. He does. It's him and his wife, Madison, don't want to partake in that. They don't smoke. Colin barely drinks. I don't know if he does, you know, at home or anything like that. He has a beer at the house every now and then, but that's part of it, that Gen Z, they just don't want to drink like that. And I guess have those next day, what do you call them? The next day ick.
There's, what do they call them? Next day regrets. I call it shame spiraling. Like the next day you just are boom, you know, you're vapor locked in your head. You're playing out everything
you said. Yeah. Everything you said. Have you ever called and left a message? You've ever a regretful message that you're like, oh God.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Who is it? I was laughing with a friend because we were laughing about, you know, pre kids, pre wedding, you know, all that kind of stuff back in the single days where there would literally be someone in your phone that would be like, don't call them drunk. Yes. Like that would be the message.
That would be the label. That's what I would say.
That would be their name in your phone. Yeah. Don't call
I would do that with exes. I would do that with exes because that's who you call when you've been drinking.
And so like the next day when you reanimate, one of the first things you do is grab your phone to make sure you didn't breach that contract with yourself.
That's a good thing to do, people. If you haven't done it and you're listening now and you're trying to get out of something that you know, trying to get past it, it's hard these days. But change the name to Do Not Answer and Do Not Call. Do that. Yeah. And then that'll just remind you. I mean, it works for a little bit. It does, but then eventually, you know,
see,
at
this
most
is
time
the
you
thing.
Go back to it.
I so, think yeah. it's easier. I think it's easier now because we live in a day and age where you're not memorizing someone's phone number. They're literally like a contact in your phone. So if you delete them or you block them, you really are standing in the way of contacting them. We come from a generation where you can do that. But you know their phone number.
Yes, you do.
You know what I mean? Like, you can delete it. You can block it. You can put do not call, do not answer. But at the end of the day, you're going in your mind and going 402 blank, 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 meow, 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 meow. And I mean,
it's different now.
That's by the way, thing. You can't erase those numbers from your brain.
No,
and if you're in a certain state, you're like, I'm going to call.
And tell that person whatever. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty funny. But real quick, I just want to say we do have Employee of the Month. I don't want to forget. We got Employee of the Month that we're going to announce here in about 10 minutes. Your show, what is it called? Heated Rivalry. Who's the Russian dude?
Connor Story. He's not that Russian, though. He's from Texas.
Yeah. I just saw two interviews with him. I think it was on a Today show. The guy is cool. He's grounded. He had to learn Russian for this part. And it's funny because he talked about how this has changed his life because literally the 2 weeks before he got the phone call to start it, he was working at a restaurant and he had screwed up big time and almost lost his job. And then he got that phone call. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good things can happen if you just keep going, you know, and that's obviously what he was doing. It was a great interview. I like the guy a lot. I haven't dipped back into it. The amount of women, the amount of women that were at the Today Show just screaming and yelling for these two guys. The other guy wasn't there, just him.
No.
It was insane. This is like Twilight. Yes. This is like 50 Shades of Gray. I guess you could call it 50 Shades of Gay. But it's actually a sports movie. a TV show. And it derived from a book that had been written. And then it got launched out into the world. So, yeah, the dude was cool. And I saw that since that Heated Rivalry has come out, that StubHub, they've reported that there's a 40% increase in NHL hockey tickets since that show was launched by women.
I told you.
Yeah,
it's insane.
I got something from Ashley. Ashley sent us something over. This is the POV that you watched Heated Rivalry. It's supposed to be.
Do you still have that Blackhawks jersey?
Yeah, I also have an Avs jersey, a McKinnon jersey.
Why don't you ever wear those hockey jerseys?
Well, because you make fun of me when I wear jerseys?
No, I don't. Yeah. No, I don't. You should go get them.
When did you become a hockey fan?
I've always been a hockey fan.
I remember when we lived in Chicago you were, but...
I wish you would have gone to more hockey games. They were right there in front of us.
I made you a smoothie earlier. You want some?
You made me a smoothie?
I made you a smoothie.
Did you add an extra banana in it?
I put it.
Okay.
I'm looking at this cabin to rent up by Mount Hood.
Cabin or is it a cottage?
There you go.
Told you, the cottage. Cottage booking has gone through the roof.
Has it? That too? No, come on. Really?
Telling you, everybody's now like, let's go to the cottage. I'm coming to the cottage. I'm coming to the cottage. Oh! Yeah.
That's during the same show that he was on the Today Show. Khaleesi, Amelia Clark was also there. She was being interviewed for something she's doing too, and she had to learn Russian. So for some reason, I find myself online seeing she's the one that played Khaleesi what's that show? The Dragons.
Game of Thrones.
So she's got a show coming out, and she had to learn Russian, and she's there. Now you got him there, and he had to learn Russian, and they're in the same place. Now I'm looking up who she's dating, and she keeps her life really super private. She's like 39, right? And so she went through a breakup and does not talk about a relationship. Same with him. He does not tell anybody about his life. Everyone wants to know. He believes that that needs to stay in its own lane. And all I can think is that they need to hook up.
Oh, really?
He's upper 20s. She's upper 30s. But oh, my God, I was like, and she's not very familiar with it. But she told a friend that he was on, and this friend of hers flipped out. But she doesn't get to show where she lives. I think she's in the UK or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's not 100% familiar with the dude. And I'm like, this is a hookup.
Well, because it hasn't dropped in Europe yet. And so that's the big thing, is that Europe, HBO Max is dropping it like in 2 weeks, and everyone, it's gone viral. Like, everyone's like, cannot wait.
Yeah.
Because they're finally going to get a chance to watch it. It's insane. I mean, the phenomenon that it is just absolutely. It's
nuts. I'm watching it from afar. It's like I said, I haven't seen the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Cause now I feel like I'm invading you ladies in your thing.
It's our stuff. It's our thing.
It's your guys' thing.
You're like, get your own thing. You're like, yeah, you do. You have your own thing. It's called hockey.
Yeah.
And now we're all like, I'd like to see more about hockey. And then I think what you're realizing is when you're watching hockey, you're like, I guess that wasn't the part of hockey that I liked.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the hottest thing right now. It's I think everybody needs a little distraction like that in their life, a little love. Do you look at hockey differently now that you've watched it?
I haven't watched hockey since watching this show, but it is funny because I do know that, like, there's been an uptick. There's been all of this, spread of interest on account of the fact that women now are, paying attention to something that maybe fringe before. I love the fact that hockey's getting a moment. I think it's a great sport.
Yeah, I think hockey's always had its moment, Molly. It's just, it's a different, it's having its moment. It's having its moment. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's having its moment.
In the ladies' eyes, it's having a moment. Hockey's always had its moment.
It's kind of like
the WNBA. Now that was having a moment, and it still is. Women's sports has taken off, and yeah, I guess why not in hockey? I mean, it's had its moment. It's hockey has a lot.
Let's just agree to disagree. I think it's really having its moment now. I mean, StubHub numbers don't lie.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. Well, I'm 40% tick. I mean, I'm going
that's
to the
sizable.
Lancers. Yeah, that's very much sizable. I'm going to go to the Lancers. That's not a good reference point, though, because those are boys playing.
Yeah, let's.
That's not a good reference, meaning are the ladies going to be watching the boys? I mean, come on. Closest would be UNO, and those are, again, high. They're college. That's college. So, yeah, pro. I guess you got the Blackhawks. You've got them.
We do. We've got the Blackhawks in Chicago.
Okay.
I haven't gone to a hockey game. I haven't watched a hockey.
Oh, it's fun. Live
match
is much
since
better.
Watching heated rivalry. I'm just good watching heated rivalry. I don't need the sport. I know why I'm there. I know why I showed up, and it's not because of hockey.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, what do you do?
I showed up because Ilya and Shane are adorable and hot.
Yeah, they keep showing that story. What's his name again?
Connor Story.
Connor. They keep showing this some locker room scene with him walking up with his shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
Just
like at home, right?
Looks just like I do at home.
Just like what Wylene's getting. That kid, his workout is insane.
Oh, did they? Do you know his workout even? Oh my God.
He's talked about it. He did an interview with like Men's Health because everyone's like, how do you get that butt? Like everyone's like, your butt is insane. How do you get that butt?
Well,
because I mean, he walks around and it's like naked. I mean, he's walking around and it's bare ass. I mean, it's not like they're not like cutting away or leaving it to your imagination. Like there's no imagination. Like it's full on locker room butt.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, damn, like I don't.
Wow. And we have men and women listeners.
He was talking about the kind of squats he does that people don't usually go as deep as he goes on squats, but that he like really, really takes the squats down all like far.
Okay.
And then comes back up. He sounds like he's like a workout guy though. Like I think he really likes working out. Like so his co-star is Hudson Williams.
And
he would talk about the fact that they did like 4 hours worth of skating. And then after 4 hours of worth of skating, Connor would be like, let's go hit the gym.
Yeah.
And Hudson be like, are you nuts? We just
Those skaters got booties, Molly, because, you know,
yeah, they do.
They do. They got the butts. But there
you go. These guys aren't skaters, though.
He's an ice skater now. I mean, he plays one. It doesn't take. It's not. You can't.
They took skating lessons, but like he's like, I'd never really skated before. He's like, those are extras.
Oh,
those
they are. Okay. All right. So. All right.
I mean, they do some skating. Whatever. Like they can skate, but they're not. They're not skaters.
Okay. You ready for employee of the month?
This is the first
employee recognition. We'll just say recognition of 2026 with 12 more to come, with 11 more to come. All right. So look on your face. I don't think you. All right. Here
I'm
we go.
Ready.
You ready? Here we go. It's employee of the month. January, best employee of the month. Here we go, Molly. Here it is.
This is how legends are made.
Brian Falk, Party Crasher, is January's employee of the month.
Oh, I love Brian. That's great. I can be excited about that one.
He's the Party Crasher. This is how legends are made. Watchdog is what he is. Now, the reason he was nominated as this recognition, I mean, I'm just lumping everyone into the employee of the month now because the Party Crashers, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. So think of it as one giant company of love. But every time there is an issue with the podcast, no matter what it is, I can expect him to reach out to me. Every time.
That's awesome.
If there's some awesome videos or something that he thinks would be good for the Party Crashers, he sends them to me. He's been supporting this show for as long as I can remember. And, you know, this show has been around for quite a bit of time. He won. Congratulations, Brian Falk. He doesn't even know yet. Now, I'm not buying you Employee of the Month shirt. That's on you. Okay. Go to bigpartyshow.com and it's right there. The merch is right there amongst other awesome things at bigpartyshow.com. So if Party Crashers are, I mean, I'm not buying you a shirt, Brian. I'm sorry.
But congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. All right, so that's knocked out. I guess February's next. You got about 4 weeks to figure that one out, Molly.
Not even.
So, you know, we'll see.
We're like 2 weeks into January already. Blink
but that's
and
how it
here.
Works. That's how it works. We're working forward, not backwards. Yeah, it's forward.
Is that how time works?
Yes, wow. on the employee of the month. That's how
I think that's just how that time works. Time
working forward. So do not disappoint the next 2 weeks, Brian. All right, we're gonna get out of here. Have a safe weekend. Go Lancers. They'll be at home Friday or tonight and Saturday, and then we'll be back at you on Monday, all right, with a surprise. Once again, every Monday we have a surprise. So have a safe weekend. We'll see you then, and do yourself good. Squirrel.